Hi, you're listening to Room 208 Podcast, May 26, 2006. This week, we went back to USM for a presentation at MLTI. That stands for Maine Learning Technology Initiative. The presentation went really well. This time the third graders came. Hope you like it. Here it is.
We are ready to start our presentation.
Thank you for all coming. Well, I'm Courtney.
And I'm Bailey.
And this is our class. We're from Love, Maine.
And we're the Room 208 Podcast. Also, these are our buddies, Mr. Sprankle and Miss Oaks. Miss Oaks is our computer teacher.
And Mr. S. taught us how to do a podcast.
He is a great teacher and director.
At first, we weren't sure if we would be here because of all the flooding.
And we missed 3 days of school. So we are very fortunate to be here.
Well, here's Cassie.
And Emily D.
With our purpose.
Hi, I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Emily. And we're going to be telling you what the purpose of today is. Here's Cassidy with what a mastery objective is.
We have something called the mastery objective in our school. Mastery objective is just like a purpose because a mastery objective and a purpose tell you what you're going to be doing in a period of time. Here's Emily with Give Hands-On Learning.
Give Hands-On Learning means you're being interactive. See the Federal right here? That's recording you right now for the podcast.
We had to gather information to make this presentation.
We had to cooperate to make this piece for you today. We want you to do a podcast so you will have power.
We want to offer you one more way to empower you and others.
Designing product service with lasting benefits means...
We're going to be helping you make a podcast that has lasting benefits.
Here's our agenda for the day.
Questions and needs are next.
Why we do a podcast.
Then a great movie Emily and our buddies, the third graders, made for you.
What kids and teachers would ask.
And then problems, and then we would have tips. So you could make a great podcast.
Answers and then McLuhan.
And finally,
the outro.
Here's why we do questions and needs.
Markers.
I'm Griffin.
And we're Questions and Needs. We want to know what we want to find out throughout this workshop.
We hope all your questions that you have asked about this workshop will be answered. And at the end, any questions that haven't been answered will be answered. And we'll probably take a few more questions. Any questions?
Any questions?
So what is a podcast?
Okay. Any more questions?
Yes. How long does it take to record your podcast?
How do you record a podcast? Actually, how do you do it?
How did you distribute your podcast? Get your podcast out to other people?
Can you say that again?
How do you distribute your podcast? How do you give your podcast out to others?
On the internet.
On the
Did you enjoy making the podcast?
What gave you the idea to make a podcast?
What do you need for equipment? How do
you... Any more questions?
Do you have any tips? I mean, you've been doing this for a little while. What are some good tips for people just starting out?
Any more questions? That's all the time we have to take in questions. Keep your questions and maybe it will be answered.
Here are why we do a podcast.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Dylan.
This is why we do a podcast.
We do our podcast for the whole world. Our podcast is available for anyone who has internet access.
We do podcasting because it helps our learning. Helps our learning because it can do reading, writing, and social studies.
We do podcasting to let our families know, families and you know, what we have done in our classroom. Instead, when you come home, your parents might ask you, what have you done in school? Instead of telling them, you can just say, why don't you go to the podcast and you don't have to say all that stuff.
We sometimes do podcasting to tell about things that will happen. Sometimes we know things that will happen in our school and we put it on a podcast. And then afterwards we tell about it again about what did happen.
We do our podcast to help the world. Like Chris told about the flood and Mary told about Katrina and Elizabeth helped too.
I help because I tell different animals from the Animal Welfare Society every week. We also do our podcast to help you learn. Different corners teach different things, like Math Corner teaches you different math games, Amazing Animals Around the World and Weird Fact of the Week teaches you different facts, and Word of the Week tells you different words every week.
We do podcasting also to have fun. Like, sometimes schools are fun for you, so if you do the podcast, then it'll be more fun and you want to go to school more, so to do a podcast.
Podcasting helps us communicate with other classes across the world. Well, when we do our podcast, people email us and we email them back and we're communicating with people across the country or even across the world. And now we have a movie that the third graders made.
This is how we make a podcast.
We do a rundown every Monday at snack. We figure out who is doing what. Like Haley and Bailey always do math corner. We have to write what the piece is, who is doing it, if it's written, mixed, and edited. The rundown is so everything is organized. Hi, we are going to tell you the gear you use in the podcast. All you really need is a computer, but you might want something more portable. We first started out with the iVert. The iVert is really cheap and it's great to use.
But then Mr. Sprinkle won $1,000 and we got an Adderall, which is great for recording our podcast. We also bought handheld mics and mic stands. We bought a mixer and headphones too. And that's all you need to make a podcast.
Oh yeah, and don't forget the kids.
On our podcast, we have different corners. Elizabeth's arc is one of the many corners on our podcast. We have some new corners this year, like writing with Emily.
Corners
are on one topic. We get to make up the corners as long as it's appropriate.
Right, because we want them to be funny, but also we want them to be kind of weird. And actually, we do want them to be weird because it's weird.
Hi, we're going to tell you about student news. Every podcast has a student news. We do student news so that we can tell what we're doing in school.
First, a few people pick a topic for their groups. Then each group goes off and writes about their topic.
Then we have to start talking about the line. Then we
have to end up with the topic. Okay, I get it.
Once each group is finished, we all come together and edit each group's work.
Well, when all the groups come together, sometimes like people argue about stuff, but then like at the end it usually works out. Student news usually takes about 1 or 2 days.
And then it only takes a few minutes to record. We teach other people about podcasts and so on. When we write, we teach Mr. S and a lot of other people in the classroom.
So far, we have read the packet and started feeling the Braille. We thought it was going to be really hard, but we just had to memorize it.
We're going to talk about the intro and outro. The intro and outro are the starting and the ending of our podcast. Mr. S picks 2 people to write the intro and the outro. The first person starts the show. This is the intro. And the last person finishes the show. This is the outro. After we're done recording, we edit the podcast. We first mix it, then we take out words that don't go in the podcast, like bloopers.
Now we're going to talk about how it all gets mixed down.
Mr. S works late into Friday nights mixing and editing our podcast.
He stays up so late working on our podcast. And to stay up, he has to drink 2 cups of coffee.
Mr. S does the editing because it takes too much time and we need to do other work.
After we make the podcast, we put it on the site.
And people can enjoy it anywhere they want.
You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, December 16, 2005.
This week we have student news, word of the week, math. What did you think of the movie? Tell us at bobsprinkle.com. We hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
With some questions that we think kids might ask.
These questions. We made up these questions because these were some questions that we had before we started podcasting.
And here they are.
How does podcasting affect your learning?
Well, it makes us work a lot harder, and not just the podcast, but all of our other work. And so when we work on the podcast, we're not as sloppy, and we don't have as much to edit, and it doesn't sound as sloppy when we do it.
What do you need to make a podcast? Well, all you really need is a mic and a computer recorder, but you could use, like, all the stuff we have, but you don't really have to.
You don't really need them. How does a podcast affect your life? Well, if you did, like, a really good thing on the podcast, and then someone goes and comments onto that, it makes you feel really good.
How can you make yourself and others listen to your podcast?
Well, we make other people listen to our podcast by sort of maybe, like, putting in the background music. You heard it. It was pretty cool, right? And, like, the beginning and the end. And some of the corners, like Math Corner, Weird Fact of the Week. It's really cool.
We want to change it on different subjects, which will make it sound better, and people will listen to it
a lot. Who sets up the equipment? Well, different people, like, set up the equipment, and we call it the crew, and, like, there's three people, like, doing it.
How long does the podcast take? Well, when you're listening to it, at the most, it's about 25 minutes. At the least, about 15 or so.
How do you write and record the podcast in a week? Well, we usually take our writing time in social studies to write our podcast stuff, so we have a lot more time to do it, to write our podcast.
And if, like, the week that we're doing a different podcast and that corner's already done and recorded and mixed and stuff, then they can go on and start on their corner for next week.
And those are our questions.
Those are the questions that we think kids will ask. And
next is what teachers would ask.
My list.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Hayes. And this is questions that teachers would ask. The first is, what's the hardest part about podcasting, which is probably getting recorded in time?
Because we have other things to do, like our other schoolwork. So this takes a lot of time, and sometimes we can't even do it in the week. But what inspired us and Mr. S? Well, Mr. S was really who inspired us. And the thing that inspired him was he started, like, hearing about podcasts, and he listened to them, and he told us about them. And we got really excited about doing them. So,
where does Mr. Sprinkle get the background?
He gets it at something called GarageBand. And another site called PodSafe Network. And what's the best thing about podcasting? Well, the best thing is really like getting our voice heard across the world. Because everybody in the world can hear it.
Where do you get your podcast recorded? we record ours in our room, and that's why it's so hard to get recorded, because it's and it needs silence.
And do you like doing, where do you get your, do you like doing a podcast? Well, most of us really like doing the podcast. Actually, most of us like it. I don't really know anybody who doesn't.
How often do you get a podcast out? Well, we try to get one up once a week.
And sometimes we can't do that because of the other schoolwork. And how long does it take to do a podcast? Well, it depends on, like, our podcast takes about 4 or 5 days. You could probably get a really short podcast done in a day or two. It doesn't really take that long if you just have a quick little thing.
What do you need for a podcast? Well, all you really need is a microphone, a computer, and a software called Audacity.
And Audacity is free. What is Audacity? Audacity is a free recording software where you can edit and you can take out that. Well, basically, it's where you edit and record. And that's it. Next up is problems.
Hi, I'm Haley.
I'm Sage.
And I'm Mary.
And we're doing problems in podcasting.
We wanted to tell you some of the problems and mistakes that we had so you don't make the same mistakes we did.
One thing is things can get lost because one Friday Mr. Sprinkle went home to edit and he didn't have the first part of our intro. So he took a robot's voice and he had the robot's voice say it. And now all he's going to do is call us up and record us if that ever happens again.
Another problem is that we need more time to edit because we usually start our podcast on Thursday and finish on Friday, and Mr. Sprinkle has to work late on Friday. But now a student from last year comes to our classroom, and he helps Mr. S. edit our podcast.
Well, sometimes he does. Sometimes he does. And then there's snow days and flooding.
I think in wintertime, I don't remember, but I think that some of our school days, about 3 or 4 days, were canceled because there was so much snow. And this year there was flooding, and it was and we couldn't get to school. And if you have a class podcast, and that would be bad because you want to put a podcast up, but you can't. So there's these. Well, you can do it. You don't have to, but you can make these bonus shows, and they're like they could save your show. By, you could put those up instead of a real show. And our vlog, we actually connect all the vlogs together, so still last week's vlog would be connected to this week's. Well, anyways, you can get a prep. You have to record practice shows, like if you're going to interview someone or something, then you can either put it on your blog or you can save it as a bonus show. Usually we save it as a bonus show in case we can't put them up.
Another problem is being quiet because while Mr. Sprinkle's recording, we can't talk to people next to us or get up and get things or get a drink. But next year, the class next
door to us, Mr. Rye's classroom. We're going to come together and have a podcast together, and we're going to make our small group room into our podcasting room, and the small group room has doors.
Another thing is testing, because we had NEAs and NWEAs, so we didn't get to put a podcast up for like 2 months. And so that was a good reason to have the bonus shows. Now it's Tyler and Zach with tips for a podcast.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to tell you some tips for a podcast.
So here they are. The first tip is try not to repeat the same loop if you're using music in your podcast.
Because if you do, it'll start to get annoying to listeners. And our second tip is have only one main subject, but still have many subjects that relate to your main subject. That way you won't go like one will be about, I don't know.
And use more than one person. It'll be more fun for the creator of the podcast, and it'll be more fun for the audience.
And another one is make multiple copies of the audio file. That way, if you mess up on the first edit, you can always go back to the other one and start over.
You should also change the music when entering a different subject, the new subject, so that you'll, like, know that we're sort of changing the topic.
And you also want to make your blog for your podcast. That way, everybody can access it.
And turn the music down when people are talking, because it won't sound very good and all you'll be able to hear is the music.
And most Macs have a built-in microphone, so all you really need to create a podcast are the laptops in front of you.
Take your time. If you don't, you'll sound really rushed, and there might be like skipped words or something, and your podcast won't sound good.
And you also want to entertain and inform. That means you want to entertain the listeners and you want to inform them about what's going on.
And interviews make your podcast sound more professional.
Because the news does them. So here is the answers for the questions.
We're going to go through the questions and see which ones have been answered and which ones haven't.
Well, I think you've pretty much got what a podcast is.
If anybody doesn't raise their hand, that one will answer it.
How long does it take to do a podcast?
I think you've got that one answered, too. Does anybody not know?
Okay. How does your podcast get on the internet?
I don't think that one was really answered. How that happens is, after we record it, Mr. S uses a certain software, and he puts it onto our blog, and he makes it free for everybody to come in and listen to it.
Do you enjoy making a podcast?
Well, we think it's very fun doing a podcast.
And we've already answered.
What gave you the idea to make a podcast?
To ask anybody.
Did you get that or did you not get it?
Okay.
What do you need for equipment to make your podcast?
That was answered a couple of times, so does anybody need to know anymore? Okay.
What are good tips to starting your podcast?
Well, I bet tips answered that. Is there any more tips you would like? Anybody? Okay. Is there any more questions?
Where do you get the software to do this?
You can download it,
what's the web page?
Audacity.com, and you can get, and it's a free software.
How do you spell Audacity?
Mr. S?
So how do you create the blog?
That is a really easy question. With the software Mr. S has to put on the podcast, he has that same software to make the...
Is that software Audacity?
Mr. S.
Is that blog?
Yeah.
There's a lot of choices out there.
A lot
of open source free choices, like WordPress, which is all web-based, and that's what we're using.
WordPress, is that free?
Yes. And right now we're still using iBlog, which is about $40, which is very easy to make a profit doing that.
Yeah.
$4 for the year.
No, just the software itself, yeah. And then you just need your server space.
Christian, there's another person here.
This is all one class doing podcasting. Are there other classes at your school doing podcasting?
We're the only one.
Have you found any classes interested in doing podcasting? Have you been sharing
Well, let's say we know a lot of other podcasts. One in Texas, one here in Maine. We know a lot of different podcasts. Classes, and sometimes we'll get on the iChat and we'll chat with them. We've chatted with the class here in Maine, and it's kind of fun to do that. We're not really tip sharing though. We haven't done that yet.
Is the podcast saved as an audio file?
Yes, it's got to be an MP3 to be picked up by most aggregators, RSS feed.
So it wouldn't necessarily have to be connected to your blog site. It could be.
Well, I don't think you can have one without a blog, because you need that RSS feed subscription for it to really be a podcast.
You can't actually. It's like your podcast, Mr. S says, wouldn't be official, really, without a blog. And anyways, a blog is actually really fun to have because you can put all these links, and also you can have you can write stuff, a blog is fun to go to because the people that are on that site see how much work these other people have put into it and say, wow, this is a fun site. These people have actually put work into it.
How long do you leave your podcast week by week? How long do you leave that up, or do you archive the old ones?
We just leave them up there.
Okay, so it just builds as the year goes on, a list builds.
Yeah, and what happens with the older ones, we'll go into you can still listen to them. It'll become on a list, though. And then the podcast you listen to will be up there saying there'll be two buttons, and it shows you can click on one of them, and you'll get either one of them, you'll get the podcast, and they have, we all have a whole bunch up. And then after a while, Mr. S will put them in the list.
I'm assuming you had to get parent permission, too, and all that.
We get a blanket generic parent permission at the beginning of the year that goes along with our internet acceptable use policy. So it goes hand in hand. Still people, and we don't use students' whole names on the internet. We just use first names. And any photographs, we try not to photograph a single student. We photograph a group of them. But parents do give permission for their student to be on a podcast. It just goes in our your school sends out something every year or has, the not clause for being in the newspaper and all that. We've just included it with that.
Those papers our parents, we as parents get, that first day, you know, the first when they come home. And we,
but you have podcasting written right in the list.
Yeah, audio and digital.
Well, usually when we're in computer lab, sometimes we'll do some audio stuff. Like, maybe sometimes Mrs. Oaks will, on her podcast, she'll let us be on it. She'll let us, like, say something. And it's usually, like, 1 minute or 2 minute long, Mrs. Oaks' podcast. Any more questions?
So have you ever thought about doing a video podcast?
Well, the one you just saw is a vodcast. It's, you can go right on. If you subscribe, you'll get a whole list of all the podcasts, and then you'll see a little television screen thing, and you click that, and you can watch it right on at home, or right here, right now, because you have your laptops.
How can we go and get your podcast? Do you have the website address?
Actually, at the end, our friend Elizabeth will be sharing that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, that's all the time we have to answer questions. Now we're going to go into McLuhan. Okay. Mr. Stress, should we hang it? Okay. Our friend Bailey in our class emailed Jim Malton, and he emailed back and he wrote this. Here's a quote. You and your colleagues should learn more about. Marshall McLuhan says the medium is the message. We learned about that quote, and we made a beautiful poster to go with it. Marshall McLuhan wrote some books about the media and television. Here is Christian and Ashley to talk about the poster a little bit.
Well, in the poster, we put these quotes that like sort of meant like what Mr. McLuhan was talking about. The one that the dog's saying is the medium changes you.
And the squirrel is saying the message doesn't matter because... the reason we wrote... Me and Ashley came up with these quotes. Christian didn't have anything, but we came up with these quotes when we were on Wikipedia and we were reading stuff about him and we were finding out what the medium and the message meant. And so... we found out and... Well, it's like looking at a television. You're not what they're talking about really doesn't matter. It's that you're looking at just spots. And in this, it's showing that this person's listening to her iPod and in her head we're talking. She has somebody personally in her head talking instead of in a group of like 500 people. Like this wouldn't be personal. Now would it?
Thanks for listening to our presentation.
Remember to tell us what you got at bosfrankel.com@gmail.com.
Remember how Jim Malton gave us the Mr. McLuhan quote, "The medium is the message"? Well, we actually got to talk to Jim Malton, and we recorded him for our podcast. Here it is.
In the digital world, there are two kinds of people. There are producers and there are consumers. The producing is the hard part. It's the writing, it's the thinking, it's the speaking in thoughtful ways. The consuming is just the listening. The work will always give the results, and the power will go to the producers, and Room 208 is full of producers. Do great things.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? We actually got to talk to Jim Moulton. Well, we hope you liked our presentation. Give us feedback at www.bobsprankle.com. See you next week.